Josh, ABC reported over the weekend that the White House scratched a line from a briefing transcript because reportedly you said it was inaudible. I was in that briefing, and I recall the question, and it seemed pretty audible to me. The video also makes it pretty clear, at least I heard what was being said. Is the White House going to restore that line?
Well, Byron, I think what was true at the time is that there was a little crosstalk. And, you know, fortunately, your conscientious colleagues at ABC News, recognizing the discrepancy, asked me about it the next day. I had an opportunity to explain exactly what had occurred, and that's what I did.
We've now had two instances, both the White House and the State Department, scratching things from the public record. I understand you're acknowledging that there was some crosstalk in the White House situation, but yeah, both have been about the Iran deal.
But, Byron, I don't think it's fair for you to say that they were scratched. I don't think that's an
accurate thing. In the State Department case, it was removed.
Right. So
here it was not transcribed.
So I think it's important to note the distinction there between what was apparently an effort at the State Department to make a specific decision to remove a portion of the video. And that's obviously something that I've said is inconsistent with what you'd expect from the whole goal of engaging in a public briefing. The situation that you're citing is related to a specific issue with a transcript that relates to two words. So I think you'd be hard-pressed to make the case that there's a link between the two.